We've heard some great voices on TV, there's no question about that, but have we heard a better one than Jermaine Jackman? Jermaine is available to speak to us. Jermaine, good morning.
Hey Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed, fella. Your excitement of winning the Voice has been, I suppose, rippling the whole way since you were the winner. And the joy of being successful at an international level at just 20 years of age, that's never ending.
Exactly that. You know, I've spent so long. Everyone said, "Oh, Jermaine, what's happened now? Just like the other winners, and what's been taking so long?" And you know what? I've been so busy in the studio putting my album together, and it's important that I take the right amount of time, the right amount of effort to put in, and the right amount of energy to put into something that's going to represent me in the charts and represent me musically as well.
And do you still work with some of these big names that you met?
Oh, I've just met so many great people, so many of my inspirations, Jennifer Hudson, Dionne Warwick. Unfortunately, I didn't get to work with them, but I got to meet them and get to gain some advice from them, and it was absolutely so amazing.
It is an incredible opportunity, isn't it? And, you know, we've had our own examples here in Northern Ireland of people being successful across the water. And indeed, Andrea Begley was a great example for us of someone who was, you know, an absolute star with regards to The Voice. We've had other people, too, who've carved out a career as a result of opportunity. You'd be the sort of person who's all in favour of a platform like that.
Definitely great platforms. There's so many great platforms that, just like The Voice, that are in our country. Like one of the biggest youth programs that we have in this country is NCS, and that's an amazing platform that provides young people with that confidence and those skills needed to get onto the job ladder for young people.
Yeah, this is the National Citizen Service. This is something that they've invited you to be part of to highlight because they see you as a role model.
Yeah, well, they didn't really invite me. I did NCS back in 2011 when it was launched. Before I really got deep into the deep end of singing, and I really enjoyed my time. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, to be honest. It's open to 15 to 17 year olds across England, and it's a unique 2 to 3 week full program that focuses on fun and discovery, plus 30 hours of community projects which benefits young people and the society.
Yes, these, you know, again, we've similar projects, and the reality is it's important to encourage young people to look for opportunity as opposed to bury their head and ignore what's going on around them, whether it's the positives or the negatives.
It's so important to search, and you know what, I always believe, I grew up in a part of London where opportunities weren't right in your face. Opportunities, it was very hard and there was a lot of competition. So when opportunities weren't knocking at my door, I built a door for opportunities to knock at. And those were one of the skills that I learned at NCS. And it provides you with that resilience, that drive, confidence, ambition, and the ability to work in a team. And those are all those skills that employers, and these are the things that employers are looking at, because a statistic came out that NCS found that only 8.8 seconds employers spend looking at CVs. You can imagine there's hundreds of thousands of CVs that they see a year, and they only spend 8.8 seconds looking at it. So within the 8.8 seconds, what can you do to make yourself stand out from the hundreds of thousands of other young people? And this is what this is the skills that young the NCS give you.
Yeah, so you reckon that team building and team building, the rock climbing, the canoeing, the hiking, the archery, whatever the challenge is that you're set as a team, you think that can be very beneficial and transferred to another place, maybe a workplace?
Definitely. And it's not just that whole aspect of the physical aspect of abseiling and canoeing. It's the skills that you learn. So, for instance, I'm scared of deep water. I'm really afraid of deep water. But I went canoeing and I controlled my mind and I broke down those barriers. And it's about breaking down those barriers. And it's what I gained from the skills that I've gained from doing the abseiling, skills that I gained from doing the canoeing, which I can use in the workplace. And it's the same thing that young people can do. It's not about sitting in the classroom. It's not only about sitting in the classroom and doing the adding up and the taking away in English class. It's also about what you do outside of school, because we've got so many great establishments, educational establishments around our country and in our country, and you're having all these young people that are on the same level getting the A's and the A stars, and now employers are looking at, all right, yes, you've got the grades, so does hundreds of thousands of other young people have the same exact grades. What do you have that makes you stand out? And it's about those skills that they're looking for, the initiative, the drive, the ambition.
Yeah, you see, you but you're naturally, as a 20-year-old, as a young fellow at your main, you're naturally focused on doing things that, that are positive. That's what took you, obviously, into The Voice. That's what made you a winner. And indeed, before that, you were signing up for National Citizen Service. You wanted to be someone who was bettering yourself. We look around, you know, and we see the other influences, anything from, you know, Geordie Shore to Celebrity Big Brother. Loads of young people are just hanging around the sofa looking at TV and thinking what they're seeing on telly is what should be inspiring them. And I know, like it's meant to be entertaining. But you know, imagine if people were influenced by the like of Perez there, who's on Celebrity Big Brother, Mr. Hilton. You know, that's one of the influences, isn't it? You know, he's being famous, but he's being anything but he's being mean for want of a better term. You're bound to be watching the like of this.
Yeah, well, I was watching yesterday's episode and I was screaming at my television, actually, on Celebrity Big Brother. But just like how they were on TV, I was on TV too. And I was talking about the great work that I've done. And it's about slowly making that change, slowly bringing positivity to TV shows and taking that out to young people instead of seeing those, maybe those superficial shows where it's only face value and it's very shallow. It's about promoting positivity, promoting the great opportunities, and it's rightly so right here. I'm talking about the great work that NCS do, and hopefully so many young people are tuned in and they get inspired by this.
Yeah, but I like the way you speak, because as a young fella, you are seeing through what the media moguls are doing. They're presenting zoo-like television, and millions of people want to see it. But it is to some extent turning us into zombies, isn't it?
I wouldn't say so. I think slowly but surely we need to get the message out there. It starts off with parents and teachers and celebrities as well on TV and people in the community about getting out there, inspiring young people. We need to start to bring young people in and involve them. So many young people know what affects them in their area. They see the crime, they may see the struggle, and it's about making them well-rounded, showing them the opportunity, showing them that there's more to life, and don't become a product of your society, of your community. If you came from a deprived or disadvantaged background, I didn't allow myself to become a product of my community. I made sure that I strived for greatness. I made sure that I wanted to inspire young people to open their minds up, that they can achieve their full potential as well. We need to show and we need to promote more young people that have achieved their full potential, that have come through a struggle and show their journey as well, because that's what inspires young people. I've spoken to so many young people who would see in newspapers or see on the news of another young person achieving something, and young people have this thing where we're not jealous, but we're like, if that 19-year-old can achieve it, why can't I?
I like your style, Jermaine. I'd say
that will play in the back of their mind, and I think that young people, we need to start promoting that. And that's what NCS do. NCS really promotes and NCS really nourish and look after young people, provide them with that skill that gets them onto that job ladder. Because I'm telling all young people this, on radios, on TV, life is getting harder. And we need to have things and we need to have qualities and we need to have those skills that make us stand out.
Listen, I'm not prepared to burst that bubble of enthusiasm you have, because time and again on this programme, we hear older people coming on and saying the youth have no focus, or the youth don't use their initiative, or the youth don't have a contribution to make. If people had your focus, your ambition, your talent, and you don't have to have the talent, but it can be, people have talents in different areas, but if they were prepared to nurture what they've got, this would be a better place. Jeremy, and the best of luck with the album. I want you to be a success. You certainly have the right attitude.
It's out on March the 23rd, by the way. It's out on March the 23rd.
What's it called?
It's self-entitled, called Jermaine Jackman. And so many people ask me, why did you call it Jermaine Jackman? I said, I thought everyone does that. Everyone calls their first album Jermaine
Best
Jackman.
Marketing idea going. Call it what it is. Jermaine, great speaking to you, fella. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care, Frank.
Cheers, boy. Thank you. There's a fella who will be successful, and he's got the right attitude, doesn't he? You're like, okay, he's talking about an issue there with the National Citizen Service, people building confidence and using their initiative. He's just 20 years of age. Sounds like as if he's 35 or 40 in terms of attitude. I love that.